My dad was a firefighter. On September 11th, it was just an ordinary day. We had an appointment with Macy's. My dad had done an overnight in the city, I believe. Mom called my dad the night before and said, Kenny, she doesn't want to come into this appointment. A lot of during the week, I would go into the city with my mom. My mom decided to go a little bit early and stop by the firehouse. My dad was with Rescue One in New York City.
And how old were you at this time?
I was 3.5. My brother was 1. So we went into the city. We stopped by my dad's firehouse. My dad put me and my brother on the fire truck and just spent like good quality time, which it wasn't even supposed to happen. So it was just like so nice. It was just like refreshing because we don't usually go by this firehouse. We went to go to the appointment. We got in the car and my dad like came around to each of our car seats and like gave us a kiss goodbye, which is like so random. Usually we just say, okay, bye dad, like see you later. But he like purposely like came around, which is just, God's like in every single story, in every single detail. I always like say like I almost felt like he knew something was gonna happen. Of course, like he didn't know. We went on our way to our appointment. As we were walking in, my mom points out an airplane up in the sky and says, oh, Tyler, Kristen, look at the airplane in the sky. And it was really low. And my mom used to be a flight attendant. And she was like, this is so weird. Why they shouldn't have clearance to fly over a city, especially this low.
That's actually wild. Yeah. That she saw and like pointed out the planes like that.
Yeah. Immediately we hear sirens and there's just fire trucks rushing past. And then my mom goes, look, that's probably daddy. Wave hi to daddy. And then immediately the casting agents were saying, you have to get out of here. Look at the TV. They're shutting down the bridges. Take your kids and get out of the city. My mom put us in the car. No one really knew what was going on, what was happening. Then she hit a standstill of traffic and she decided to get out of the car. And she just watched as the first tower just crumbled. And I remember like dust, and I think I remember papers, but I don't know if that's just like my imagination going crazy. When we got home, obviously we hadn't heard from my dad. My mom went to go check the voicemail machine. There's a recording of like my poppy saying, Katrina, are you in the city? Are you in the city? So later that night, you know, I was just wondering. I always waited by the door, like, where's my dad? Where's daddy? And we didn't know. No one knew anything, literally nothing. And then a few days passed, still nothing. But you always had hope. You just thought, oh, he's working really long shifts to go find people. My mom got a phone call. It was to bring in DNA samples because they were finding firefighters, their helmets, their Halligans and stuff. The day we got home, my mom was watching the news and she saw Rescue One's fire truck crushed. And that's when it really kind of hit her. To this day, they actually still hadn't found him. I think there's only like 200 people that were never found, and they're still actually like sifting through the ashes and all the debris. Like to this day, they found his helmet, they found his Halligan. He still never came home. And for so long, I had like this weird feeling that he would just show up. Like I just like told myself like, he's just lost, daddy's lost. And even like after, my mom didn't really know how to tell us. How do you tell a 1-year-old and a 3-year-old, right? You know? And she would always write down what I would say. And I just would always say, he's just stuck on a piece of gum. He's stuck on a piece of gum. Yeah. And I said, we just need to go give him a flashlight. He'll be able to get out. And yeah, he never came home.